All right, so this bill, according to ISA, will streamline how agencies report spending information. Tell us what it exactly does.
Right. Well, it creates uniform reporting standards so that all the agencies, when they use a particular word, say, fuel or hotel space or something, that means the same thing across agencies, so you can compare how much one agency is spending on something versus how much another agency is spending. And it also applies to anything, any awards the government gives out, so contracts or grants.
Okay, and it also looks like it creates a new panel, like the similar to the Recovery Board, funded
right.
by states that would cover federal spending.
It's the Financial Accountability and Spending Transparency Commission, or the FAST Commission. And so this commission would organize all the data on spending into an online database. So you can go online, you can look and see, how much one agency is spending on something versus how much another agency is spending.
And so what are the prospects?
It's a bipartisan bill. It passed the Oversight Committee on a voice vote. It's expected to pass the House today. The Senate version is sponsored by Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, and it hasn't really gone anywhere yet. But my understanding is that the Senate is just sort of waiting for the House to move. So, after the vote today, the chances of it moving in the Senate, I think, are a lot higher.
Going back to what you said about those uniform standards for language like fuel, how do we get from here to there? And how far is the distance? I mean, are we talking about sort of a radical change or just more of a cementing of what agencies are already doing?
Well, I think that there are, there are a lot of reporting requirements already on agencies and on groups that contract with the government, but there aren't these sort of uniform standards. So when one agency is reporting something, it might not be, you might not be able to compare that to what another agency is doing. So there are reporting standards, but it's hard to tell. It's hard to compare across different agencies what one word means here and if it means the same thing over there. And then also to organize it into this online database. You can go and you can see how much everyone is spending.
That's right. That whole idea of the semantic web has been a holy grail of the federal government for many, many years. And there's boards and commissions and study groups on that whole semantics of search and so forth. But also, I was wondering about the fact that we had the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, the RAT Board. That mm-hmm. gave rise to the GAT Board, the permanent part of that, peopled by the same inspectors general, the Government Accountability and Transparency Board, for federal spending. Any thoughts or by any of the legislatures that would maybe fold these two things together, since you already have the structure of the GAT Board and all of the reporting mechanisms from recovery funding to states and localities that already exists?
Right. I'm not sure about that. One thing, though, that would be affected, this was actually the Coburn-Obama bill back when Barack Obama was a senator was a USAspending.gov.
I remember it.
And so this would fold that in. This would update those rules. The idea is a lot of the information on USAspending.gov is not really accurate, and so the idea is to try to beef that up a little bit so that you can use that to find accurate spending. But I should say that really the only group that I'm aware of that opposes this is the National Governors Association. So they put out a statement the other day that they don't like it. They're calling it an unfunded mandate because it would require these new reporting standards, and it doesn't provide any new funding to the states. When they're applying for a grant, they have to do these new reporting standards, and there's nothing to pay for that. Within 3 years, the idea is that they would sort of fold all the reporting requirements together, but for a couple of years, there are going to be these sort of duplication on the reporting that states and other groups have to do when they report information about their grants.
We're speaking with Brandon Sasso, a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. And I guess there's more than a little irony in here that you mentioned the duplicative systems that states would have to have when some of the same senators and congressmen are talking about eliminating duplication everywhere else in the federal government. Has that come up in the debate?
So within a few years, there wouldn't be this additional duplication. And Daryl Issa and some of the other supporters of the bill say that this will have, we'll be able to eliminate spending because it's gonna be easier to track how much different agencies are spending. It would also make the process easier. So, they're pointing to, obviously, this bill's been around for a few months now, but with this GSA scandal, it wouldn't have necessarily prevented that, but it might have saved some time once the flags went up that you know, people were spending too much money on this conference. I think it still took investigators a long time to really dig in and look at all these numbers, whereas if this law had been in place, it would have been a lot easier to go to this online database and it would have been a lot easier to track all of the spending.
But it looks like the bill does impose some reporting requirements on federal managers, and also that idea of harmonizing what the words mean across agency to agency. That sounds like a big task.
Sure. It does. It does have these new reporting requirements. And actually, the way they were able to pay for it, the pay for in the bill is they cut back on travel expenses for federal agencies. So agencies, I think it's they can only spend, their total travel budgets can only be 80% of what they were in 2010. And so that's the way they pay for these new reporting requirements that are part of the bill.
That sounds like a popular proposal there. Let's talk a little bit, just briefly in the short time we have, about how this bill was put together. I know that the House Oversight Committee, of which ISA is the chair, has this Madison website where the public can go and read bills in draft form and perhaps suggest comments. Were there any of those public comments that were, in fact, included in this manager's amendment that is going forward in the House?
You know, I'm not entirely sure of that, but I do know that this is one of Daryl Issa's sort of big initiatives. He's got this open government website where a lot of the bills he comes up with are posted online, and people can make suggestions, and that he often does incorporate those suggestions into the legislation he pushes.
And so the prospects look pretty good then, in other words, for this bill.
Right. Yeah, I'm not aware of any sort of significant opposition on the Democratic side or anyone else in the House. So yeah, the idea is that it'll probably pass the House today, and then again, it hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate yet. But I think that once it passes the House, my understanding is that the Senate is expected to move on it.